Do you prefer darkness or light? The contrast between darkness and light is often mentioned in the scriptures. God created light. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Genesis 1 verses 3 and 4. God gives light to his people. When Israel was fleeing from Egypt, God placed a cloud between them and Pharaoh's army. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud and darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other. Exodus 14, verse 20. The same cloud that provided light to God's people at night enveloped their enemies in darkness. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. Psalm 112, verse 4. I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them, and not forsake them. Isaiah 42, verse 16. If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. Isaiah 58, verse 10. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Micah 7, verse 8. It was foretold that the Messiah would bring light. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Isaiah 9, verse 2, which is quoted in Matthew 4, 16, and applied to Christ. Zechariah said the day spring, referring to the Messiah, was coming to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke chapter 1, verse 79. Jesus is the light of the world. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John 8, verse 12. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. John 12, verse 46. A little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. John 12, verses 35 and 36. Evil people hate light. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. John 3, verses 19 through 21. Christians are children of light. To his followers, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." Matthew 5, verse 14. Christians are to reflect the light of Christ to the world as the moon reflects the light of the sun to earth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. John 12, verse 36. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Ephesians 5, verse 8. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Christians wear an armor of light. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Romans 13, verse 12. Let us be torch bearers for Christ. God created physical light and gives spiritual light to his people. Jesus is the light of the world. Evil people hate the light. Christians are children of light. Amen.